morning's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Let us pray. Good morning, Jesus. I thank you for bringing us all together today on this lovely, lovely spring day. Lord, please be with me as I speak your word. Let all that hear it today from Zoom and Facebook and everywhere, let them hear the message that you want them to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning and Hosanna! Hallelujah! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Our text from the Gospel of Mark this morning picks up in the middle of a story. If you've been reading the Gospel of Mark, you would see the pilgrimage that Jesus and his disciples were on. They began their pilgrimage way up in Capernaum and walked slowly down through the country, across the Jordan, and eventually to the outskirts of Jerusalem, almost 79 miles. Throughout this walkabout, Jesus was teaching and healing the people who came to him. And he was continuing to instruct his disciples about what was coming, including the three times he told the disciples about his upcoming death and resurrection. For Jesus, this is his pilgrimage to the cross. For the disciples and those traveling with him, this is a pilgrimage toward a new kingdom in Jerusalem. So, my imagination's sometimes a little weird. So you know how in some of those old Looney Tune cartoons, you have a snowball at the top of a hill and it starts to roll, and as it rolls, it picks up skiers and pine trees and everything until it gets to the bottom of the hill and it's huge with people's limbs and everything sticking out. Well, in my crazy mind, this is how I'm visualizing Jesus and his disciples on their journey down from Capernaum, not as the snowball, but in the gathering of people. They were walking and picking up people as they went. Some of the people, like Bartimaeus, he was following because he was healed, because he had been touched by Jesus. And some of the people were also on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Passover was one of the times when Jews were expected, required, to come to the temple. And as Jesus walked and talked, people got excited. Oh, could this be the king who will save us from the Romans? Could this be the Messiah that has been promised to us? How exciting that we can be part of this entrance into Jerusalem. What a perfect time as we come together to remember God saving us from the Egyptians. So a pilgrimage is not something that I have done, and I gotta be careful when I say never ever, but I have no plans to take a pilgrimage. However, all religions have a pilgrimage in the way they're set up. Islam requires a pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in a lifetime. Jews have three pilgrimage festivals: Passover, Shavuot, which is 7 weeks after Passover, and Sukkot, which celebrates the wandering of the Israelites for 40 years. According to the website My Jewish Learning, a pilgrimage reaffirms the Jewish communal commitment to their commitment with God. Pope Benedict XVI summed up a Christian pilgrimage by saying that a pilgrimage is to step out of ourselves in order to encounter God where he has revealed himself, where his grace has shown particular splendor. For us, we can see a pilgrimage as being a spiritual journey, time for personal transformation, and a time to search for new or expanded meaning about God and ourselves. So now we're standing outside of Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives, and Jesus requests a cult. In the Gospel of Matthew, the request is for a donkey and her colt. A colt is just an equine animal that has never been ridden. There's significance for riding a donkey. A horse is for the conquering warrior. A donkey is because the rider comes in peace. And all those people who've been walking with Jesus toward Jerusalem are excited. This is it. I will lay down my cloak and he's going to walk on it. And then I'm going to wear that same cloak to his coronation, covered in dirt and everything. Just like when King Jehu came to Jerusalem. This little 11 scripture verses have so many connections to King David and the prophet Zechariah and even Simon Maccabeus. The people traveling to Jerusalem for Passover started singing the pilgrimage refrain from Psalm 118. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. But the gospel writer wants us to reimagine the concept of king. If we allow our journey to begin with Jesus' baptism in Mark 1, when God speaks saying, "You are my son," and we continue through Jesus's ministry, where Jesus is on a mission to restore broken humanity, then we see a very different kind of king. And it's this kingdom that we're being asked to journey. It's this king we are being asked to follow. So today is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday can be the beginning of our pilgrimage. It's our Holy Week walk. On Palm Sunday, Jesus enters our lives as our humble King. Palm Sunday is our beginning, our personal encounter with God, with the Holy Trinity. And every time we experience God's love and God's forgiveness, we have a Palm Sunday moment. Verse 11, the very last verse of these scripture verses, is the one that strikes me. Just feels so random. You have, you know, this traveling and the donkey and all the people. Then he entered Jerusalem, went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Wow. Since we have the privilege to know that the next day Jesus drove out the merchants and the money changers, we know what's coming. But what were the people thinking? They were following who they thought was the new king of Israel. Why didn't he take the temple right here, right now? This must have been so anticlimactic for them. Oh, that's it. Guess we better go find our lodging for the night. Nothing else is going to happen here. And we don't know what Jesus did that night when he got to Bethany. I wonder if he spent the night in prayer. Wonder if his prayer sounded like, Father, what should I do with the corrupt behavior in your house? All these people have followed Jesus into Jerusalem, and many of them would not have had a place to worship or pray with all the merchants and the animals there. The temple proper, or the Holy of Holies, was for the tribe of Levi. The courts surrounding the temple were for everyone else. As you recall, I said earlier that Jesus came to restore broken humanity. What better way to restore our brokenness than to make sure we have a place to approach God? And for me, that's the gift of Palm Sunday. It's the beginning of being able to approach God. Our prayer of confession this morning asks for forgiveness because it's not easy to follow Jesus. Jesus's example of humble service, love, and prayer can be so difficult to follow. We want to take the temple by force and don't understand when God doesn't do that for us. Sometimes we just need to head to Bethany for the night and wait. Sometimes our pilgrimage might be a journey with no destination except to be in God's presence where we can see God's splendor. As the prophet Micah says in chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give him my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Amen, and enjoy your Palm Sunday and your Holy Week walk.